he was our chief of police, and he's I guess gonna have to resign. He's got blood clots and heart trouble and diabetes. He's just in bad shape. But I'll bet you that he smokes 3 packages a day, and that's about $1.80 a day. He'll smoke and pick it on the ashtray. When it gets down so low, he'll lay that in the ashtray and start fishing. I've seen him lay his cigarettes down, and you get lost. You get nervous, you know, lost. Thinking, well, man, I haven't got a cigarette. What's going to happen here?
Oh.
Until he happens to think, well, I laid them down over there. Well, they go wild. Wild just instantly when they haven't got that cigarette. And you know, there's not much there between that and marijuana. Not a whole lot.
When they rip
and snort about the young people wanting to try marijuana, I said, well, what's the big excitement?
Yeah.
You tried cigarettes and you're still on them.
And you're still on them.
I said, don't raise Cain with the kids for trying marijuana, because it's something come along. And I said, you tried the cigarette and you stayed on it. And if you'd had marijuana then, you'd have tried that. I said, I would have too.
Probably.
I tried smoke cigarettes.
That's
two reasons I didn't. One, it didn't taste good and made me dizzy. And another one, my dad smoked an old pipe, but he gave me his reasons for that. His reasons was that his mama smoked an old plate pipe.
Really?
She got sick, and she'd ask him to light her pipe for her. And he'd light it, take it to her, and then he got to smoking a pipe, but he never did inhale the smoke.
Uh-huh.
And he told me, said, now it's no good, don't smoke it. Well, that's one of the reasons I didn't, but another reason is it didn't taste good.
Right.
But I'm sure that if marijuana would have been available then, I may have tried it and could have gotten on it, see? And the same man that I'm referring to in here, the way he fights cigarettes, if he'd got hold of marijuana when he was a kid, he'd have tried it.
He probably would have, yeah.
So I don't really fall out with the kids. I'm sorry for them.
Yeah.
Because they do it. I'm just sorry that they get on it and can't get off of it. But it's just human nature, and kid, when what you call growing pains, they want to do something. Of course, I'm talking to a kid, but...
I'm not a kid.
How old are you? 18?
Huh?
18?
No, I'm older than that.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you're in college.
Yeah.
Well, I'm 20.
No, older than that.
Well, you don't have to tell me. I just wondered.
No, I'm 25.
Are you that old?
Yeah, I'm in graduate school now. That makes me feel good, though, if you didn't think I was that old.
Well, really, if I'd have been honest, I'd guessed you. Now, if I hadn't known you was in college,
uh-huh.
I would have guessed you 18 or 19
years old. Would you really?
Yeah, but knowing you was in college.
Yeah, no,
one
that.
And along you are, I would guess you actually
now,
21
right.
or 2.
Yeah.
But you sure don't, you don't appear to be 25.
I don't.
Even, except one way.
What?
Your intellect shows that you're 25, and the way you approach things, far more advanced than a 25-year-old person. As I know most 25-year-old persons. Now, when I was 25, I was father of my last child.
Oh, right.
I had 3 boys and 2 girls, and we lost 1 boy.
Yeah.
But really, Mary, I didn't know what life was all about. I married just a boy. I was having the time of my life, see?
You were just 18.
Yeah, having the time of my life.
Yeah.
One of 2 or 3 that had a car around, and like I said, I was going to go to school, but I didn't... grew up, and the thing hit me very forcefully when I had a family to, and I had a choice to make.
Uh-huh.
You've either got to take care of this family or you don't, one of the two. So I settled down and took care of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I was 25, and that's why I don't get upset with kids that don't settle down till after they're 25,
mm-hmm.
because I didn't. If opportunities had come along or temptations, I don't know what I'd have done for you. No telling. I was just the average country boy.